Well, hello and welcome to your daily inspiration for today. God bless you for your hunger and thirst for God's word. I'd like you to go with me to Revelation chapter 1. And I want to look at the revelation of Jesus. And I want to do this in a way today that might help you. It might help somebody else. And that is having a right concept of the God you're praying to. So when we pray, as the Bible commands us to pray, and needy people pray, hungry people pray, when we talk to God, what do you see in your mind's eye? Who are you praying to? You know, some people are praying to an image of a storybook, Jesus. Some are just praying to whatever. And I'm not saying that whatever your concept of Jesus is in your mind's eye that you're wrong for praying that way, but I want you to see the real, exalted, glorified Jesus so that you might have a more reverence and awe and a right concept of the God, the exalted Jesus you're praying. Now, we know that when he came to earth, he humbled himself, the scripture says, and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So Jesus walked lowly. He did not have a bunch of possessions. He did not show himself as a businessman or a great man. He was humble. He was a preacher. He was a teacher. He was a prophet to the people. But all in all, he was God in a humble state, and we see him exalted after the resurrection, and this is the Christ you're going to see when you get to heaven. So I don't like the concept of the long-haired hippie Jesus, because that wouldn't have been the way the Jews, according to the law, would have walked. So let's read in Revelation 1 right now, and let's look at what Jesus looks like. Okay, we'll start with verse 11. It says, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and in Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus is exalted. He is glorified. He has majesty. He is clothed. You know, I don't like these pictures of naked heaven, little babies flying around naked, people running around. Heaven is not immodest. Jesus himself has a garment from head to foot. And Jesus is glorious. He has this bright shining countenance, his face brighter than the sun, his hair like wool whiter than snow. His eyes, says, were flames of fire. His feet glowing like red hot metal, brass. In his right hand, he had these stars. His mouth, that sharp sword with two edges. And I love that. His countenance as the sun shineth in his strength. When you see him, you're going to be just like John. You're going to fall dead. Then he's going to say, you're my brother. You're redeemed. You believe me. I've got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He's all you need. He's all I need. One day, the faithful are going to see him. So when you pray, study this passage and understand what the resurrected, exalted Jesus is like. And may your faith increase, and may your reverence and fear increase. God bless you as you seek the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Believe God, because he wants to form himself in you.